But the best gate that you need to watch tonight is the gate of your heart. What goes in does not defile you, but what comes out. And you and I know what can come out of our heart, and it can defile us. But Mordecai found himself in a situation, and you know the story also with him and Esther, his niece, or granddaughter, whoever it was. And the thing was so rough that he came to the point and he reported to her what was going on, what Haman was doing, trying to destroy all the Jews. And he could not take that. And he was so worried in his heart, in his life, in his spirit, and everything else. So he told Esther what is going on. Esther said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go down before God and we're going to fast for 3 days and 3 nights. If I perish, I perish, but I'm going to go before the king. Amen. I will go before him and I will make a representation. And I will try my best to confront the situation and to make sure that the people of God be set free. And so they did. And they were able to overcome on the mission that they were set on. I call upon you tonight, church. You know where you are at spiritually. But never settle for where you are and what you have. There's always much more in God. Amen. And it is time, regardless of how old you are or how young you are, you are not going to die. Get down into serious, desperate fasting and prayer. You need it. Your family need it. The church need it. This country need it. And if there's one thing that will bring back this country together, it's when the people of God get back on their face before God. Amen. Prostrate themselves before God. Get back on their knees and cry before God. Like the 8th president that came out of Virginia in time past. Let it cry before God. And they begin to cry. I believe that God will make America a great country in the world. Yes. America was a great country. But many people think America is not America anymore. But you tonight, hallelujah. I talk to you tonight like Paul said, if you are a Roman, I'm a Roman. You are an American, I'm American also. Let us make America be America again. Yes. We can do it. Yes. Bible says, if two of us shall agree in touching anything, it shall be done. And I'd like you to know that churches in this country, in Virginia, I know of a lot of people, strong, powerful intercessors in Texas, in Carthage, in Louisiana, in some other places in Texas, are seriously praying for America right now. I mean, seriously praying. They give time for that. But if we become hustling and bustling with our life, and we got to go here, and we got to do that, and we want to go there, and we got to do everything, you know, and our life is going to be drained out. Right. And when it's drained out, then we're all dry. We want some rain. We want some dew. Hallelujah. Number four. Pray for divine recovery. Make a list of all the things that you lost in time past. Amen. The amount of time that you did not pray, make a list of it. I need to pray more. I need to read more. I told the people this morning in the church there, I used to read my Bible so much. I want to make sure that I finish what I want to finish. But now the Lord has brought me to a place. Sometimes I take one chapter for a whole week. Because I discovered that there's so much of spiritual high protein inside one chapter. Yeah. I cannot jump over and go pass over and just leave what I just saw down there. But I need to grasp at it. Hallelujah. I need to meditate upon the word of God day and night. I need to let it soak inside me from the top of my head to the sole of my feet so I can understand when I go to minister, when I talk to people, I have some quality stuff to tell the people. Make a list. God ain't going to hold you guilty to make a list. Jehoshaphat may spread a letter before God. Hello? There are other people who spread letter before God in the Bible. Lord, you see what the enemy is trying to do. You see the plan. You know everything what they're going to plan to do. God answer prayer by letters also. You make a list and tell God all what's going on wrong and what you're not doing right and what you're supposed to do. He will attend to that list. Amen. It's just like you go to Walmart or you go to the grocery. You make a list of all what you want. And sometimes you even pick up something else that you didn't really had on the list. And you pick it up because you're certain you need it.
Right.
Make a list. You can't go wrong. According to the Chinese, you can't go wrong. Always decree a multiplication upon your life. Upon your finances, upon your ministry, upon your family. Make sure that you decree those things, an increase in your everything that you have. You want to see the blessings of God, make it rich and add no sorrow to it. No pain, no hurt, that you enjoy the best of the best that God has in store for you. And this is a download, impartation, a blessing that come from God. I love you, Lord, and so I'm going to embrace all what you have.
Yes.
I will enjoy it because it comes from you.
Yes.
You're a good God. We say, yes, God, you're good. You're lovely, you're wonderful and everything. Let us let him feel what we are saying about him, that we really mean it, and he can respond to that. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Make sure you decree that. Number 5. Overcome every distress and anxiety. Know what caused anxiety in you. And begin to pray and praise God. And present yourself as a living sacrifice daily. Let not the anxiety and the distress and the oppression and depression and compression and suppression and all depression come and try to wave you out.
Yes, amen.
Are you here tonight?
Yes.
Be an overcomer.
Yes.
Over these things.
Amen.
Jesus Christ overcame, and so we will overcome.
Yes.
And right now we need to claim, we need to declare and decree, I am an overcomer.
Yes.
I'm not going to just live preach here now. I'm going to live in the future tense.
Yes.
I got to live in the present tense. I am an overcomer. I am blessed. I am healed. I am worthy to worship Jesus. I'm here because I love him. I adore him. I magnify him. I exalt him who rideth upon the heaven by his name.
Yes.
Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. From the rising of the sun to the going down thereof, he is worthy to be praised.
Yes, he is.
Amen. Glory to God. Number 6, very quickly, I have one more after that. Receive an anointing for yourself. Anointing that will break the yokes and destroy every plan and scheme and strategies of the enemy. One of the most powerful weapons that we have against the strategies of Satan and demons is the anointing of God. The devil is not so much afraid of any one of us here tonight as we are. You know what he's afraid? He's afraid of that anointing that is inside you.
Yes.
Because that anointing represented Jesus Christ. And he knows that an anointed who represents Jesus lives inside us. That is what he's afraid of. Because, oh my God, the more of Jesus you have inside you, the more he trembles outside of there. The more anointing you carry, the more he runs for his life. Because he knows how powerful that anointing is. That anointing Jesus operated in, Pastor John. He did so many miracles all over. That anointing was so strong. He stood up at the grave of Lazarus. And he says, come forth. He stand up in the boat in the boat in Galilee when the disciples thought they were going to drown and die, and he spit out anointing. He said, "Peace, be still." My God, there's so many other miracles that Jesus did. The blind see, the deaf hear, the dumb speak, the lame walk, the lepers were cleansed, hallelujah. All the dead people was risen, hallelujah. Even at his death, the Bible says many came out from the grave. And that same anointing we carry. Yes. And we just take God for granted. We take church for granted. We take the anointing for granted like we're just an ordinary person or ordinary people. I go to church, I sing, I worship, and I go home and everything. Hey, you're more than that. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. He said that you're more than that. You're a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy people. You're special above all the people that is in the world. He said you shall be the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. And you will always have to give and not to borrow. I mean, this is what God said who you are. And so many times we just take him for granted. I've learned recently, the people who are wealthy and have, you know this, in abundance, they don't really need faith. Because they can do all what they want with what they have. But the people who are struggling and the poor people, like in some of the back countries in the desert, in Africa and India and in Pakistan and even in my country many years ago, we had to trust God for just 2 pounds of flour landing up in the being the line from 3 o'clock in the morning until 8 o'clock. The people come to sell, and when you almost reach from here to the door, they say it's finished. Come back tomorrow. But if I had big money in my pocket, I can go to the manager. I don't have to join the line. You know? And I just take some money. And then he arranged for me to get several pounds, not just 2 pounds of flour. But all the people who operated by faith in the book, there was a mighty demonstration of the power and revelation and operation in their life and their ministry. If you're going to enjoy a season in God, learn to humble yourself before him. Come prostrate yourself as though you're nothing. Paul says, for me to live it is Christ. He says, I'm the least of all the prophets and the bishops and everybody. He says, I'm the least of them all. In other words, I'm nothing. I count myself as dung. I count everything as lost, that I might win Christ.
Yes, amen.
I've seen people who flourish, like the seed of Lebanon. I've seen people who are wealthy. I have some friends like that. One of them died not very long ago, run out to 2 years now. He was so wealthy that whenever I embrace him in person, he takes care of me big time. But when we have little faith, I use the word little because everybody have a measure of faith. When you have less than some people, it's a different story altogether. And lastly, beloved, do like what Hannah did. Do not let those who mock you or scoff at you, keep you from pressing through.
Amen.
Into the new dimension.
Yes.
Into your season. Travail.
Yes.
With all the pain that is inside you.
Yes.
With all the hurts and the insult and the reproach. Press through.
Yes.
Past the point of reproach.
Amen.
And all the words and insult and rebuke and everything else.
Yes.
Pass through it. As a powerful man and a woman of God. And those things are not going to hold you down and keep you back. Because far beyond you, there is a destiny.
Yes.
And I have to reach my destiny. The final analysis in my destiny is to become back like the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The original Zachar man. That was actually formed and created and made into the very image and the likeness of God. I have to come back to that place. So I'm not going to let any of those things keep me back or keep me down. And so she make a special effort. And as I said earlier, she cried before God in desperation. Because she wanted a season to come about back in Israel. She saw the spiritual condition. Eli's sons were living in sin. Samuel was only the prophet there. And he was a man that was standing. And the people were crying out, give me a king. Give me a king. But long before that, Hannah came to the point. And she said, God, you see the condition. And you also see the condition of the United States of America. You need to come to the place to begin, whether you're a man or a woman, to give birth to something tonight that will cause you to move forward into a fresh new season.
Yes.
Yes.
As you become desperate before God, this is not churchianity. This is not religion and traditions and formality and ritual and ceremony I'm telling you about. This is Christ in you. The hope of glory. The King of Kings breaking forth, hallelujah, into a brand new day.
Amen.
The Bible talks about a new day. And it's ready to break forth into that day.
Yes.
For us to come to embrace that day. The day of the Lord is upon us here already. The season is here. And we have to step into that season so we can enjoy and inherit all what God has in store for us. Let me say this one last thing. It just came to me. Let me close the book. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Or else I can keep talking and keep you a little bit later. We go home 12 o'clock tonight. The woman with the issue of blood. You know her story very well. She make a big statement. She was struggling for 12 long years. But like Hannah, she was not going to let that situation keep her down.
That's right.
She heard that Jesus is around the corner. And you got to understand tonight that Jesus Christ is not only around the corner. He's right here, right now for every one of you. And you need to make a special demand. Embrace him. Hold on like Jacob, my God. Hallelujah. God, unless you bless me, I am not going to let you go. She said this, if I can only get where he is and touch the hem of his garment. You know, it was not just a literal garment, right? You know the story. If I can get there and touch him, I shall be made whole. She was positive in her confession, just like Hannah. And so she came to the point when she made that extraordinary touch that caused her agony to bring about some radical changes. And she was not dragging anymore. But now she was walking. She was completely healed. She was touched by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And so she was instantly healed. And so she knew the power of God. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, honorable men and women of God, I love you. I love Pastor John and his family. I love this church. I thank God for bringing me here year after year. I can tell you all what I preached since I've been coming here, if you want to hear them. But I won't tell you. God, I always sit down. Amen. After what I preached here last year. Amen. But I would like to see God do something greater in this house. I would like to see, maybe if I come back next year, the Lord allow me to come back. I want to see all these chairs being filled up to capacity. I want to see more chairs done at the back. And that means that you have to make some demands on God in desperation. You cry before him, God, fill this house. And if you say that, you got to mean it. You went to her house. Apostle Tim went to her house. The house is full right now. Amen. We thank God for what he's doing. I had to ignite. Get the people being ignited. Stir them up to go out. Do visitation. Go to the places. Keep street meeting. Go to every corner on Sunday evening. And do some work outside of it. Preach and tell the people something. Invite them to come to the church. Amen. And people just keep coming all the time. This is what I'd like to leave with you tonight. Amen. A couple of keys that will help you to be victorious. Not to be a victim, but to be victorious. Amen. In your season. Amen. Every one of us have a season. Amen. And when God brings you into your season, do not let the season go unless he wants to change that season into a greater and a better season. Yes. Let us all stand. Anybody need any special prayer tonight? Just lift up your hand right where you are. I want to pray with you. I want to believe God tonight for something mighty and great to happen in this house. I want to see some God do some supernatural work. That manifestation of his power is ready. God is ready to pour down a mighty outpouring of his spirit in Virginia. God is ready to bring a revival in this place. God is ready to bring a mighty spiritual awakening. The people got to be sensitized by the Spirit of God. They got to be ready to receive what God wants to bring. You got to be in a place, hallelujah. You got to be ready for what God is ready to download in your personal life, in your family's life, in your church life, in your ministry. You got to be ready for what God ready to do for you right now. If you're not ready, he's going to pass, he's going to go. Revival will come and go. The glory cloud never stopped moving from the day it started. Never stopped moving. And if you do not want to move it, the glory cloud will have to move out. So the glory cloud can keep moving, because revival is about to take place. One more move, I prophesy. One more move, I declare and I decree in the United States of America that there will be a mighty outpouring of God's revival. God's revival. Hallelujah. Father, tonight I thank you for this time once again, for this opportunity, Lord. For this pulpit that my God open, Lord, and I can come once again to minister to your word and to your people. And I pray for all these keys, my God, that it will become, my God, Lord God, it become so real to them tonight, Lord. Let it become applicable. Let it become so real, Father, that it will begin to turn the key. And Lord, it begin to work for every one of them. Lord God, that they will come to the place to understand that you want us to be victorious in our season, even the one that we are in right now. My God, we will not be victims. We will not allow the enemy to barge in and take advantage on us anymore. We will shut down every door. We will shut down every plan, every scheme, and every strategy of the enemy. I declare and I decree and I prophesy tonight, Lord, for this entire house to be filled up. Even those who were supposed to be here tonight and are not here, stir them up.
Yes.
Stir them up.
Yes.
And my God Almighty work into the heart and into the spirit. And God, I pray tonight that they will give up from the east and the west and the north and the south. And they will come. And the people in the house will go out and command them to come in. Let us not be complacent and comfortable in our comfortable zone. My God, I pray tonight that there will be men and women who will fall on their knees, hallelujah, who will go on their faces, my God, and cry before you in desperation to see a mighty outpouring of God's revival in every house, in every state in the United States of America. I thank you tonight, God, for hearing this prayer. I pray, God, for all those who are lifting up their hands and who need special prayer tonight, God. You touch them tonight, Lord, in a special way. Touch them tonight, Father. Let there be a mighty breakthrough and outpouring of the presence of God upon their life. Deep revelation. Deep revelation. My God, time, Lord, the quality time, Lord God, to spend before you in fasting and prayer, in reading and meditating by the word of God day and night. Let an anointing break through tonight, Father, in a mighty and a powerful name.